you're going to buy seed to put in your Asian cooking, your Thai cooking, this is the stuff.
Now, I must admit, because coriander is one of the main ingredients of Thai cooking, I sort of imagined that it might be grown in somewhere more exotic than Mingenew. How did you come to be growing coriander?
I'm hurt that you'd suggest Western Mingenew is not exotic. We have been growing, along with a half dozen other growers, for quite a few years. In fact, this is my 11th crop of coriander, and I just hit upon it a few years ago to try something different. We have 19 different soil types on our farm, and we have a good strong rainfall, so we try and mix and match different crops to different areas of the farm.
Is it a difficult crop to grow? Does it require particular nutrients, or do you have to adjust your practices?
Immense amount of skill required. Look, it's just another interesting crop. You do have to have new seed, you do have to have the right nutrients and chemicals, but it's and the market is limited.
It smells magnificent. Does it smell like this all the time?
Yes, it does. As soon as, in a perfect world, it takes about 12 days to come out of the ground when it's sown, and as soon as the little cotyledons come out of the ground, if you rub them between your fingers, you've got this intense and beautiful smell of coriander right from the start.
And how about when you're harvesting it? Is the smell quite intense then?
Your header smells like potpourri, and it's very quiet to harvest. And on a good season, the bin fills up very rapidly, but it only weighs about a third the amount of wheat, so it's very, very bulky.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you about. When you're talking about yield, do you have to produce an immense amount of seed to get a decent weight out of the yield?
In a big truck, you can fit a lot of grain in and you won't have a lot of weight on your truck. So it's the big high trucks that might hold 40 plus tonne, they'll only hold 15 or 18 tonne of coriander.
It must pose a few problems for you in terms of other crops. Do you have to go through a long process of decontamination?
We are QA'd, and you always have to go through a good process of decontamination. And the year after, we would grow wheat after coriander, and you have to be very, very diligent that you do not have any coriander in your wheat. It is I'm pretty sure it's a class one contaminant, so you just give your wheat crop a late spray to protect our markers and make sure none of this gets into the wheat. The samplers will soon smell it anyway.
This is a really good thick part of the crop. It's actually quite difficult to walk through, Paul, but it's not all like this, is it? You haven't had as much rain as you would have expected.
We have had less rain than we desire. There's 83 hectares in this paddock. This part of the paddock, the crop's about 1.3 metres high, thick as you'd like, and it'll probably go, I'd guess, 1.5 tonne plus. But further across the paddock, we have some, the coriander didn't even come out of the ground till middle of August. It's flowering now. It'll keep going. We'll harvest the whole paddock, but the average of the paddock is probably only about 600 mil high. I don't know what it'll go, probably half a tonne or something.
We're standing in the good spot of the crop, and it is chest height. Paul, can you just describe what the seeds and the flowers look like for me?
Well, little seeds, probably about an eighth of an inch or slightly bigger in diameter, and then flowers around it are beautiful little mauve flowers, and the crop will go through a series of colour changes, and as all the flowers drop off, all the seeds, it'll go from quite a vivid green to a sort of limey coloured green. Then it'll go to a sort of a purpley colour. The whole crop will turn purple before it turns into a nice bronze colour for harvest. Harvest can be difficult because if it gets damp or wet, it can discolour the seed, and the marketers don't want that. It's going to be a couple of issues for harvesting this year because the late part of the crop, which only came up in August, that'll still get harvested, but it'll be a juggling act trying to get the waiting for that to ripen and still get the rest of the crop off before it discolours.
Yeah, it's very unusual.
Yeah.
For me, not for you. Not
for us. It's a beautiful crop. We hope to keep growing it for quite a while. We've grown a lot of unusual crops, and sometimes they're spectacularly unsuccessful as well. We have grown aniseed, paprika, potatoes, Japanese chilies, all with a great deal of excitement, but no profit.
In terms of this particular crop, does it give you an advantage in your rotation? There's a fair bit of effort that goes into that decontamination process. Is there a payoff for you?
It's just another crop. We never have wheat on wheat, so we've always got different crops in our rotation. It's just part of our rotation, and generally the wheat after the coriander goes really well.